6. And we got one hell of a transmission lined up for you
tonight. The Alex Jones Network. Tomorrow's news today.
Real time. Uncensored. Unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Welcome to the front lines of the InfoWar, where it's July 4th, 365 days a year. Yes, America's far from perfect, but the ideals enshrined in it, the spirit of it, threatens the globalist at every level. Wow. Well, the Guinness Book of World Records says there's no doubt. The biggest fireworks display in world history by a mile happened in D.C. last night. And the globalists want us to be demoralized. They want us to hate our country. Just because I criticize the bad things our government does and some of the bad things Trump does doesn't mean that I don't still love America. And it doesn't mean that this republic isn't just worth defending. It must be defended. Because the competing ideologies of the globalist, the transhumanist death cult are absolute pure death and cancer. And the death cult wants America discredited and destroyed. But we, the American people, the people of the West, and others that love liberty, stand in the way. It is Sunday, July 5th, 2026. And I'm your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide. Wow, look at that firework display. Spectacular. A rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air. True through the night, our flag was still there. Now, Trump's gone sideways in many ways. Still a lot of great stuff's happening compared to the Democrats and Mondami and Gavin Newsom. But rhetoric means something. And promoting the spirit of 1776 and promoting American values, that is really important because people then take that on as an ideology against the ideology of communism and socialism and collectivism that's being pushed. I know I'm stating the obvious. Wow, look at those fireworks right there. I wish I'd have been in D.C. for that. I love fireworks, but good Lord, I've never seen anything like it. Went on for hours. 9 hours of flyovers by jets. Who doesn't love that? I'm just telling you right now, the left that put up ugly architecture and needles and homeless on purpose to demoralize you. Look at that. Just keep the fireworks up instead of my ugly face. I mean, they do not like this one bit. That's why they've been confirmed to be sabotaging the Lincoln reflecting pool and trying to deny it's happening because they want ugliness. They can't stand the fact that Trump cut violent crime over 90% in D.C. and all the rest of it with the National Guard. So, yes, it is a love-hate relationship. I just call balls and strikes. The good stuff Trump does, I cover. Stuff that's bad, I talk about it because that's just what we do. But we got a lot of what the Democrats are up to, and it is bad, bad, bad. Just more and more victories just everywhere. Any special election, the primaries, the commies are winning. They're admitting, yeah, we're Democrat Socialists of America, and we're communists. We'll be looking at some of the things they had to say. Barack Obama came out and said the founders were deeply flawed. But don't worry, if you do what he says, he'll fix it. But the promise of America has not yet been realized. Only the Democrats that hate this country can do it. And Bill Clinton gave a similar speech, and people are pretty pissed off because folks understand America's not perfect, but it's a lot better than other countries, basically any nation. Unless you're talking about Switzerland or something, that's a tiny country compared to us. We are the greatest country in history, and we want to return to the future. We were the vanguard. We were the cutting edge. We were the innovation. So we're not going back. We're getting back to the future. We're getting back to the pole position. And we need to do it quickly because it's paradoxical. We have some of the most awake people in the world and some of the dumbest people in the world. I have new studies out. College students are testing at levels of 10-year-olds from just 20 years ago. That is the mass brainwashing and dumbing down that's happened. But not everybody has succumbed to the mind viruses. Massive transmission lined up tonight, Paul Revere's. Share the live feed right now at Real Hawk Shows on X and rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. We'll be back. Globalists are collapsing worldwide, but they're fighting back with tyranny, censorship, and more. And they have targeted my operation more than anybody else's. But that's okay. That means we're over the target. It means we're effective. And I couldn't have done any of this without you. All the success of my operation to the listeners, the viewers, your word of mouth, your support, and, of course, the great crew. And that's why I want to just thank you all as America approaches its 250th anniversary. We have to understand they're trying to demoralize us, trying to break our will. We can't let them do that. It's the globalists that are losing. We're actually winning. So, to celebrate America's 250th anniversary, we're launching the biggest sale in the history of thealexjonesstore.com. Buy one, get one free, ultramethylene blue. Buy one, get one free, bovine colostrum. Buy one, get one free, Shilajit complex. So incredible. And up to 60% off on all the other supplements, 50% off on all the Patriot apparel, limited issue, 250th anniversary, and more. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason we stay on the air and celebrate our American Republic, the globalist hate.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Guinness Book of World Records and others confirmed. Went on for hours and hours and hours with 9 hours of flyovers. We got some of the amateur fireworks going off here. Look at that. Wow, gorgeous. Would have loved to have been there. And now it's safe to walk around D.C. Another good thing Trump's done. We just call balls and strikes here. We got some bad stuff he's up to, too. We're going to be going over tonight. And a lot of the Democrats are up to as well. Wow, look at that. The Washington Monument lit up. Freedom 250. Okay, I should have gone to D.C. They said 2 hours of this. Holy mackerel.
Happy 250 years, America!
Remember, they're trying to run our country down, trying to demoralize us. Now, we talk about the bad that's happening because that's the cancer, the gangrene, the infection. But we got to celebrate what we're fighting for. We've been the engine of good culture. We've been the engine of innovation and invention and trailblazing and maverick spirit. The example of the world. And the globalists have to discredit us because they're selling their world technocracy, their universal basic income, their social credit score, their mark of the beast system. So let's contrast Trump's speech. Say what you want about Trump, where he's gone off the path here and there. The rhetoric, talking about loving America, believing in God, believing in Jesus Christ, believing in free market, rugged individualism. Statements like, after 250 years, the spirit of 1776 still lives within us all. Powerful 37-minute speech. I'm tempted to play the whole thing and start and stop it. We got a lot of other news to hit. But this is what it's all about. Contrast that to just 3 years ago, 4 years ago, he did this every 4th of July, Biden saying, take your fourth booster. It's up to like the 15th booster now. Because the only thing it does is give you blood clots, heart attacks, infertility, and cancer. So you need to take as much as possible. You know, you take one shot, can't get COVID, can't spread it. Remember all that? He's tiring of you people that won't take it. He's going to make you take it. Remember all that? Trump touts America as a nation of winners, slams communism in July 4th speech. And Bill Clinton came out and bashed Trump in America on July 4th. So did Obama, saying our founders were deeply flawed. Well, then why are you in this country? Because you can suck off of it. So we're going to be getting to all of that as well tonight. First, let's go back and be reminded of Joe Biden, who on multiple July 4th had people in little circles, and he would address crowds of like 7 or 8 people, and they'd all be in little circles all away from each other because of the COVID, all the kabuki theater. And then let's take a little snapshot of Trump talking about the spirit of 1776 lives within us all. We are America. We are the Republican. The Revolutionary War never ended. We are all on one arc from that time, the flower of the Renaissance. The ideals of our republic that they've tried to denigrate and destroy and overturn and hide. But it's coming back all over the world. People still love America. They know it's our corrupt elite. They don't blame the American people in every poll. The people of the world know that. They still remember what we were and what we're going to get back to. Because the other option is being total slaves under the technocracy. So remember what the Democrats do on July 4th. Here it is.
I need you to get vaccinated when it's your turn and when you can find an opportunity. And to help your family, your friends, your neighbors get vaccinated as well. Because here's the point. If we do all this, if we do our part, if we do this together, by July the 4th, there's a good chance you, your families and friends will be able to get together in your backyard or in your neighborhood and have a cookout or a barbecue and celebrate Independence Day. That doesn't mean large events with lots of people together, but it does mean small groups will be able to get together.
They were locking us in a global prison with a psychological warfare operation, and Trump went along with it partially, but then opposed it. They were pushing it and wanted to keep it in forever. They want you to be prisoners. They want to train you. Now let's contrast that to Trump and one of the excerpts from his speech last night.
But in this country, we can achieve the wildest and most impossible dreams. And no dream in history is bigger or more incredible than the one that started on July 4th, 1776. The war for independence was launched by minutemen, farmers, blacksmiths, tradesmen, who took up their muskets against the mightiest army on earth, the most powerful army, an unbeatable army, until they met us. No one made them do it. They fought because they knew that a free people must have a free country. Over 250 years, the world has seen the great empires, vast kingdoms, mighty nations, and terrible tyrants. They came and they went. But after 2.5 centuries, this American republic still stands tall and strong, and we love each other. That showed tonight. You heard it was over, and what happened? You came back. And this American flag still waves proud and free and beautiful. We have thrived and flourished because our founders were great. Our cause was just, our people are brave, our culture is exceptional, and our destiny is written by God. And as we can see here tonight, after 250 years, the spirit of 1776 still lives within us all. It still roars in the hearts of our nation's capital. It still burns in the heart of every patriot. Thunders through every city and town, and it still lights the entire world with the glow of American liberty. And there is nothing like that. At 250 years old, we may be the oldest constitutional republic on earth, but our country is just getting started because the best is yet to come.
The globalists can't have nation states that are successful and stand alone. They can have nation states where you have the right to keep and bear arms and can practice the religion you want or don't have to practice one. They can't have a country that's based on meritocracy. And these ideas are powerful. And that's why just speaking them and saying God is above the state. God, the people, then the state. That is the revolutionary idea. That is still the avant-garde political system. And that's why we have Bill Clinton running it down, saying that America is racist, and then I've got the clips here, and that America is about rich men and monopolies and corrupt oligarchs, and Obama saying similar things, deeply flawed. And yeah, you do have a bunch of oligarchs, and you do have a centralization of wealth and elites that are getting the money and power through monopolies. That's all going on. But the point is, Bill Clinton and Obama come from the heart of that. Absolutely there with the carbon taxes meant to shut down all the little guys and consolidate power with them. So for all of Trump's largesse and clear insider deals and things that I think are terrible, and we talk about it, and I'm not making an excuse for it, the carbon taxes being killed, the Paris Accords being killed alone are estimated by major actuarialist and Lord Monckton and others, and I think it's conservative, it's higher, I think. If they cut half the carbon use in the world as they had planned by 2030, we're supposed to already be 25% there right now, half of that half, 2 billion starve to death and die, and it causes mass migration, total war. In all the studies, when a population spends half its money on food and energy, you get civil unrest. 60%, you get civil war collapse. The world's already spending on average half. That's what's happening. Destabilization by design. Here's Barack Obama. Obama takes new swipe at founding fathers ahead of America's 250th birthday. Deep flaw. That's Yahoo News. Overhead shot of the article. If you want to go actually watch the whole statement by him. And I got the Bill Clinton statements right here. But let's see what Terrence Williams, an American talk show host and a very successful businessman, entrepreneur, had to say back to these guys.
Okay, Barack Obama and Michelle, please do us all a favor and shut up and go away. Shut up and go away. Why are y'all constantly trying to start a race war in this country? Why are y'all bringing up the fact that George Washington owned slaves? Why? Who cares? It happened a long time ago. Why don't y'all talking about y'all need to remind people? Why don't you remind people that black people sold other black people into slavery? Why don't y'all remind people about that? Why are y'all trying to constantly divide the American people? Y'all want black and whites to hate each other. Oh, you know why? Because that's how y'all make money. That's how y'all stay popular. That's how your pockets stay fat, full of money, by keeping us divided. We are trying to celebrate America's 250th birthday, and y'all want to talk about slavery. Shut up. Just shut up. We all know about slavery. Why don't you remind people that white people also fought and died so that black people can be free? Why don't y'all remind people that a Republican president freed black people? Why don't y'all remind people how great this country is? Why don't y'all actually tell black people that no matter their skin color, they can be whatever they want to be in America as long as they work hard? Why don't y'all do that? But you can't get me to hate this country. You can't get me to hate America. I love my country. Because of America, I had opportunities. Because of America, I was able to make it out of foster care and start my own business and meet the president of the United States, Donald Trump. Remind people how great America is. Talk about that, for crying out loud. And these people talking about they don't want black people celebrating America's 250. Well, I am. To all these activists talking about if you got a black business, don't celebrate America's 250. Well, my business is celebrating America's 250 because I love my country. And I don't want to be anywhere else. But if y'all do, y'all can get to stepping. Y'all can move anywhere you want to move to. You are free to leave. Nobody is holding you back, including you, Barack Obama and Michelle Obama. Y'all got plenty of money to get to step into if you hate America that damn much. Who are y'all to tell people that they really shouldn't be considering celebrating America because of slavery? I'ma go. It's done with. Let it go. Get over it. I'm sorry. Get over it. I'm not sick and tired of it. You can remember history, but do not live in the past. A past that you didn't even live in the first place.
All right, let's stop right there. He goes on. He makes a lot of good points. Look, folks. It was Christians in America and England that ended slavery. It was going on all over the world. Every country had it. Feudalism, serfdom. The serfs weren't freed in Russia until the 1870s. Same thing in Europe and Germany. They were white slaves. They were owned. The Bible's all about slavery. It's not good. In the Old Testament, everybody's enslaving everybody. It's brought up to get us all hating each other and fighting each other. You know, 2% of the U.S. by the 1860s owned slaves. Look it up, 2%. Did you know that over 70% of the white people that came to this country came after the Civil War and have no connection to slaves ever? You know, most people have no ancestors that had slaves. But a lot of black people come from slaves that were here. And that's why they do the genealogy test on those national TV shows. Almost all of them had ancestors that owned slaves. And they didn't know. Also, there's a lot of freed blacks that own slaves. And it's just ridiculous, folks. But people don't know the history. But Obama knows. Obama's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Obama has mansions in Hawaii, mansions in Martha's Vineyard on the East Coast. You know, he bought that mansion like 15 years ago. And they said that we'd be underwater by now. We're not. Same thing with Al Gore. It's all lies, folks. It's all to stir people up, and most of us know that, but we got to just remember that, understand that. Meanwhile, Patriot Front, who I'm not saying are feds, but you know they sure do a good job wearing their mask and marching around, you know, doing stuff, always in key areas to stir up Democrats, always when there's a close election in Tennessee or Georgia. It's clip 20, we can roll that. And Patriot Front showed up in D.C., Patriot Front showed up in D.C. and marched all around and chanted stuff about the rebel flag and about the South and all this, as if that's some battle that's about to be refought, to create the illusion that there's all these white supremacists and people running around. And, you know, it came out the Southern Poverty Law Center is funding and running most of the white supremacist groups. There was no evidence that they're funding this group. But then there's all this viral video and photos of them getting on a subway in D.C. And there's one black lady, we'll roll that, there. And she's kind of looking around like, who are these guys? And they went, oh, look at this poor lady. Well, she gets stabbed in the throat. Does she bleed to death? She get beat up? I mean, I can show you 100 videos today of black people beating up white people for no reason in the U.S., in Europe, you name it, because it's open season. It's not all black people. It's a minority of them. But we know that you're 20-plus times more likely to be attacked if you're white by a black person than vice versa. But they're all over the news saying there's an epidemic of whites attacking black people. They say there's an epidemic of cops killing black people. Turns out it's like 20-something blacks a year get killed by cops. In almost every case, it's a reasonable shooting. It's not an epidemic. But this is what they hype up. So this is all they got. Look at the white men being mean to the black lady. Meanwhile, I can show you 20 videos the last couple of days of black people in parking lots just randomly shooting white people, following their cars and shooting them. If you had one video of a white guy following a black woman to a car and shooting her for no reason, half the country would burn. The media would say, burn the country, burn it, burn it. But that's the media. That's the system that wants us at each other's throats. And I think the Patriot Front, I mean, I know it's full of feds, guaranteed infiltrated, and I know it helps the globalists, but I'm not accusing them of being feds. I'm just saying I wouldn't be surprised. But that's all they got, ladies and gentlemen. Meanwhile, I've got probably, like I said, 100 of these videos of black folks in rioting, attacking each other, attacking others all over the country on the 4th of July. But I wanted to play this clip out of Memphis, Tennessee, because you notice this is one of the cities with super high crime that's gone down a lot since Trump put a couple hundred National Guard in there. And by the way, most of black folks are like, please, because the police are so outgunned, corrupt, whatever they are. I've had local black leaders on who say that the police are corrupt. But the point is that you have a white National Guardsman after these people are beating each other half to death, just go in and try to stop it. Imagine if somebody pulled a gun, or imagine if the National Guard would have defended himself and hurt somebody, Memphis would have burned. You see this, and you know that a Soros DA would have indicted him if he had to use lethal force, but thank God he didn't. And what is it? It's a white person, an evil white person, the media would say, trying to get black people to stop beating each other half to death. And this isn't one of the bad videos. I've got riots, you know, I've got these takeovers, I've got it all. And imagine if groups of white people are running around doing this, well, we never hear the end of it. Why is this happening in our black community? Well, it's what the media and the culture have created. Let's go ahead and roll with audio of that clip out of Memphis last night. Be ready, listeners. Just black folks knocking each other out. And then more people attacked a guy that was defending himself. Now they're on top of him. We're on hundreds of radio stations, so I'm narrating. And then a National Guardsman comes in and tries to stop it. Then he gets attacked by a black lady. Here in a second. I mean, this is just out of control. I mean, what is the point of any of this? It's just, you want to see 100 more of these? And the thing is, I'm not singling out anybody. I'm not like trying to find this stuff. By the way, speaking of that, when we come back, Birmingham police, not Alabama, England, a couple days ago, you got six or seven black migrants just randomly beating up a white guy. And then the female cop, it's always female cops, comes over and grabs him. They take him to jail and charge him. And then the police put out a statement saying, no, he was being bad. He deserved to be arrested. Everybody saw the video, and it blew up so big, hundreds of millions of views, that now they've apologized and said, okay, we shouldn't have arrested him. He was the victim. Wow, what a moment here. I could show you videos every day of a street preacher in the UK knocked over the head for just talking about Jesus. And if any of the Muslims are offended, you go to jail. I got a bunch of videos today of this. In fact, I'll play them. And then the cops take you to jail after your head gets split open. And then I got more clips of the female cops in another area saying, I'm not going to even allow you to speak in public because you might upset somebody. If you speak, I'm going to arrest you. And the man goes, is it pre-crime? I should just never leave my house. I should just go home. She goes, yeah, you should just do that. That's the two-tiered policing system. So we got some examples of that when we come back. And I've got more excerpts of Trump's powerful speech straight ahead, because it is powerful what he said, and much of what he's talking about, he's putting into action. That's why I was beside myself the first 6 months of administration. It was going basically perfectly, and then it began to go sideways with the Epstein cover-up, the Iran-Israel war, and now they're backing off on enforcement of internals with the illegals.
There has been a major full-court press agenda to undermine this country, to make Americans think that it's the American Republic and our Constitution that was the apple of the world's eye. Everybody wanted to come here to be part of this. That somehow it's why America is hated around the world. It's why we've lost our liberties and our freedoms. It's why you can work 80 hours a week and still can't pay your bills. No, it's the globalists. It's the private Federal Reserve. It's the whole UNWF kleptocrats that have been financing all of the radical anti-white, anti-America, anti-Christian, anti-capitalist garbage. And it's America that stands in the way of that. That's why with Cloward and Piven, they've been undermining it to destroy it. And so that's why with the 250th anniversary approaching in just a few days, it is so important to remember that they're trying to break your will. They're trying to demoralize you. But we're talking about the next leap in the information war with the truth against the liars. I'm here at AlexJonesLive.com headquarters. We've got our backup studio, new studios getting built. It's incredible. We're planning to go 20 hours a day live with even a late night show that's going to be incredible. But we need your support to do it, and you've been coming through with the support. That's why I want to give back to you on this 250th anniversary of our Constitutional Republic and celebrate it and know that its best days are to come if we take action, if we breathe life into it. And let Big Brother globalists know that they are in trouble. They've lost the faith of the public. Their own internal documents have leaked. They know they're in crisis. They know the Great Awakening's here. They thought their Great Reset, their COVID release would get us back in line, back in heel with their boot on our neck, but it didn't work. So running this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday through the 4th of July, we are offering the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. Best-selling items. Buy one, get one free. Ultramethylene Blue, the very best. Bovine Colostrum, the very best. Shilajit, incredible. Booster Testosterone, all these natural peptides. These are private labels, the best brands in the country, discounted. And up to 60% off the other supplements and 50% off on apparel. Many of these are loss leaders, but I know those of you on the fence that haven't tried some of these products, once you try Ultramethylene Blue or Bovine Colostrum or our Methylene Red that's proprietary, you're going to be hooked. There's over a 90% order rate. And you know you're financing liberty and freedom, so you cannot lose. Also, 60% off Ultimate Chill with all these known herbs for natural, clean, calm, but you also stay focused at the same time. Ultimate Energy, supercharged energy. Methylene Red capsules that goes methylene blue, like a horse and carriage. MK Ultra, Brain Booster. Ultimate Power Freedom Mango is even better than Turbo Force. Similar formula, even stronger, full of super nutrients. In Mango, Freedom Mango, and Patriot Punch. You want a cooking beef tallow? We've got the highest quality right now for you as well. Superfood Green Powder, Tallow Balm, Mind Fuel Nootropic Energy Shot, Androgenic Mushroom Super Coffee. I forgot about that. It is simply amazing. It's all up to 60% off. Our Zeolites, 40% off. CMOS Gummies, Irish CMOS, 40% off. It goes on and on. So up to 60% off on the supplements. Buy one, get one free on all three of our top-selling supplements. 50% off on Patriot Apparel and more Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. July 3rd, July 4th, July 5th, flash sale, celebrating the birth and the continuation of this country past 250 years at thealexjonesstore.com, celebrating 250 years of America and 250 more. We are 1776. We're unstoppable together.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
You've been from the stake.
Display in history, Guinness Book of World Records says hands down. They say it was at least 50% bigger than anything ever done. You've been thunderstruck.
Yeah, the ladies want to come. You've been.
Optimism in life, being positive, believing in working hard and getting ahead, believing in reform, believing you can take on corruption, that is fundamental to victory. And we're getting so many good Republicans elected. We're getting so many people to awaken all over the world. The tyrants are in trouble. They admit they're losing control. We're winning. Trump is just one manifestation of the awakening. He goes sideways or makes mistakes. We can't get demoralized by that. We got to continue on promoting 1776 worldwide. just the biggest fireworks display in history, the longest. I love them when America goes big. It's a lot better than blowing up Iran, get the Strait of Hormuz closed. Also, Netanyahu can stay out of jail. Yeah, that's what Trump ran on, was bringing the jobs back and securing the border and cutting all the fraud and waste. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been thunderstruck. Thunder! Thunder! Oh, yeah, let's play more of this salute to America, what they had cranked up in the background. Here we go. Love it. Good choice of music. Good Lord, look at that. Man, 2 hours, they say.
Happy 250 years of our
time. Longer than that. They say it was 2 hours. I guess that's nonstop. It started at 9 p.m. And that says midnight. That's 3 hours. This is just a finale right here. With live singing. Gotta love it, man. In the left, what's garbage? Homeless people on fentanyl dead around you. They admit in their own white papers they want to undermine society. They want you to give up. They hate stuff like this. They absolutely hate it. They hated the UFC event. That's all good stuff Trump's doing. Obsessing over the stupid ballroom's a big distraction. When the Democrats attack it, he makes a big issue out of it. Wow, look at that. Spectacular. You know what? I want to get into the British and all the evil stuff they're doing and how it's a microcosm, the exact same globalist model they want to bring here. A lot of people say, why do you care about the UK? Well, I mean, I care about people in giant lithium mine slavery in the Congo. I mean, those are fellow humans. And I have legitimate, real empathy. But the empathy's there because deep down, you know that can happen to you. But I'm going to table that for now to the start of the next hour because, man, I'm really tempted to play Trump's whole speech. I mean, I'd give it an A minus here and there when he always does a little filler and you know, goes off the speech that he reportedly wrote himself. And some of the speeches he's given material, he kind of grafts into it. But any major speech, this guy writes it. He's up to like 3 a.m. doing it. And so I heard Stephen Miller had some input on it and a few others. But this is really coming out of Trump's brain. And for all of his issues, he really does love this country and is trying to put us first. And I'm glad he's talking about America first. That's what they're calling it, America First speech. Even the corporate media called it that. Because that's what people want. We've been taking, you know, the rear seat here for a while. We've been at the back of the bus. And we're tired of it. People are so pissed about Israel. Even people that don't have a hard-on for Israel, don't hate Israel like me. It's like Netanyahu saying, you owe your existence to Israel. Israel founded America. Now, that's not true. I mean, you could say the Romans founded us and the Greeks and the Egyptians. Yes, our modern culture grew out of that. But that's like saying you owe yourself to your 300th grandfather back. Well, I mean, technically, you know, you owe it to Cro-Magnon man or whatever. But why does every event in America with Huckabee and Netanyahu, I've got all the clips, more new clips. Saying, congratulations on your fourth. You owe it all to us. We are the most exceptional. And it's like, why are you in our business? We're not like showing up at your Passover event saying you owe everything to us. Hey, we saved you in World War II. You owe it to us. That's why Trump's even says to Netanyahu, you'd be in jail without me. Israel's most hated country in the world because of your activity. You better stop trying to get in the way of... Trump came out in a news statement and said, Netanyahu wants to come see me this week. That's fine. But he knows I'm the boss. Why do you have to say you're the boss? It's pissing him off. And again, I'm not like in some position like, I get to attack the Jews now. No, I'm not attacking the Jews. I'm attacking Netanyahu and those crazies over there that got us into a war that even the IDF told them wasn't going to be successful. You know that's in the Times of Israel, right? Months ago. You know the Pentagon told Trump he wasn't going to get regime change. You know they say they're going to close the Strait of Hormuz. I mean, you know all that, right? And again, I say that to the Israel Firsters, that, you know, most of them are paid influencers, and they just go, oh, you're a Nazi. And it's like, the Pentagon said don't do it. You're a Nazi. Oh, you don't call Trump a Nazi, though, whenever he comes out and says word for word what I said 130 days ago. How many days ago? It was 129 days ago when all this started? I told you everything on that Saturday show on the 1st of March, what would happen. You go watch the three-hour show, and every damn bit of it happened like I said. And I'm not even defending myself. It's 127 days. I'm trying to get you. I know that paycheck you get from Israel is great. By the way, they're always saying everybody that's criticizing Israel got money from Qatar, and they can't ever show any proof of it. Qatar buys Trump Air Force One jets. Qatar spends billions on Congress and stuff just like Israel does. But Israel spends more than Qatar. Israel spent $1.3 billion the last year. That's in their national news. Their government budgeted $1.3 billion for influencers in America. So when you see that stuff, that's paid for by a foreign government. I thought foreign governments paying for American media propaganda is illegal. Not when Israel does it. Again, I didn't mean to go off on a jag about Israel. The people that hate Israel used to get so mad at me when I'd harp on China. And Israel's now a distraction from China, because China is in our grill now in second place with Israel. They used to be way ahead of them controlling us and buying off Congress and funding all the anti-white, woke garbage. China funds all that. By the way, that stuff's illegal in China. And so the people that are obsessed on Israel are like, oh, they're covering up for Israel. Why are you talking about China? Because it's a big gorilla on our back. Ain't a monkey on our back, it's a gorilla. That's a fact. Go research it. You want to know the big influences? Military-industrial complex, the big central banks, BlackRock consortiums, the Chi-Coms. The UK's got heavy influence, the EU. The teachers' unions have been really powerful. Obviously, big tech and that whole thing allied with the globalist. I mean, we cover it all. But, man, Israel is in our grill and has got us in a war that's killing the recovery and spurring inflation and is ultra unpopular for the midterms. And I said back when it started 127 days ago, that was the case. And now it's all happened. And I got new poll numbers out from respected pollster groups that are pro-Trump. And the White House says he's internally and has been admitting it themselves as well, that it is curtains in the midterms. They won't need to steal the midterms. And I tell people, I disagree with Nick Fuentes, don't go vote Democrat just because Trump went sideways on some issues. It's still night and day. I mean, my goodness. And people are like, oh, you're a chump. You're buying in and being conned again. I'm not being conned again. It's not even lesser two evils. If I'm being forced to drink at gunpoint a glass of arsenic or a glass of cyanide, I'm drinking the arsenic because it's, 100 times not as strong. I might live. You know, there's some antidotes you can take. It takes arsenic, even a big dose, a day or so to kill you. So I could run to the hospital and get the, antidote. But cyanide, you're dead in 1 minute. So you want some cyanide or you want some, And I'm like, oh, Democrats are cyanide. No, thank you. And they know they're cyanide. It's not like, oh, they're failed. Communism's failed. They don't know it's failed. They know it's failed. It's slavery. It's a takeover system. They're the rulers of it. That's all coming up, Mondami, all of it. I mean, it's, you can't make this up. Because it's public data. You can track it. Mondami came out last week and said, set your thermostats at 78 and open your windows. There's not enough power because they got rid of the coal power plants and everything, just like Europe. And then it turns out, I thought they were talking about the European range, but no, because that'd be over 100 degrees. No, in our Fahrenheit, in our system of, freezing's 32, boiling's 200, whatever, Mondami can't even get City Hall to stick to his 78-degree AC rule as temps in the building hit as low as 54. I've never even heard of someone having an air conditioner set at 54. You ever heard of one? They all freeze up at like 60. Nixon used to have a big air conditioner on the White House. He loved fire, so do I. But I remember one time in like the spring, me and my dad wanted to have a fire. And my mom's like, oh, you're turning to Richard Nixon. We had the AC all cranked up, you know, so we could have a fire in the house, in the fireplace. Nixon would crank it way down so he could have fires in the summer. I've never heard of a building that can get down to 54 in the summer. They found thermostats in parts of the building as low as 54. That's the New York Post. They went in there and showed it. 54 degrees. I don't want it at 54. I like 68. That's even too cold sometimes, you know. I'll set it at 68 and my feet are sticking out of the bed and I wake up cold and I get up. God, why did I set it at 68? 70's nice. And that's all part of this leftist garbage, too. You know, one of the buildings we've got now for our backup studios and things we've built, not just these studios, you're in the building so they control the thermostat and it says 68 out in the hallway, but in the windows, it gets up to like 87, and we go to the manager and we go, hey, it's 87 in here. Look, here's a thermometer. Here's a screenshot. And they go, well, the building policy is 76. And we go, but it's in the hallway at 76. It's 87 in here. This sucks. I'm sweating my ass off, literally. And so I don't know what we may have to move out of the building or something. You know, we're already building stuff. It's driving me crazy. But that's why you got to have your own building. Anyways, the point is this stuff is everywhere. It drives me insane. And it's these control freaks. They caught the EU with their thermostat set at 67 for the elite areas of the buildings, for the globalist, the unelected EU dictatorship, and on all the other floors in Brussels, no AC. You don't get AC, we do. I mean, it's literally Marie Antoinette, let them eat cake. They fly around on private jets. They have a bunch of kids. They have super yachts. But you can't have air conditioning. You can't have a car. You can't eat beef. I mean, how much of this we got to put up with? Yeah, I mean, the GOP mocked him. Since we're already covering, let me just show you the actual headlines. Look at this. Mondami can't even get City Hall to stick to a 78-degree rule as temps in building hit as low as 54 degrees. New York Post. How the hell do you do that? Mondami's advice for seniors gets brutally mocked after urging New Yorkers to limit AC use. Yeah, you go kill people doing that. Because if it's 98 degrees outside, it's 110 inside. The Democratic Party is literally communist, and voters admit it in video. Yeah, I got a bunch of stuff on that. But let's go to Trump's speech. And it's hard to just pick a spot in the 37 minutes, but let's just start at the beginning and play a few excerpts of this, and then I'm going to come back with all the news. But here's Trump.
Good evening, America. If you think that was easy, it wasn't.
What about the huge show?
And I want to thank everybody because they did the right thing. They saw lightning, and I said, there's no way if we have to speak in front of one person.
Oh, yeah, hit pause. And the reason I'm going to the boring first part is just talk about Trump's mindset. He did have a record crowd in 2017 when he got sworn in. CNN, they put a big fence all the way down the mall, Pennsylvania Avenue, so you couldn't get in. And they had Antifa out at all the entrances. It was more than a dozen beating people. We got video of it. The police wouldn't do anything. So they showed off the Washington Monument a shot where, oh, look, there's his crowd and no one is in it. They just opened the gate to see a few people coming in. They go, look, it's empty. I was there. Took an hour and a half to get up through it, and we had to literally... I had like 10 security guys. We had to form a phalanx and run over Antifa. There's video of this. We got to dig that back out and air it. It's incredible. So I was totally censored off the internet then, so you can only see it at Bandai Video and stuff. But we got to dig all that up and re-air it. It's powerful. And I'm with these Navy SEALs and Army guys, and I guess I had about 12 of them, actually. And we run over the guys who were beating up women and children, little girls with bloody noses. And then the police came over and threatened us because, you know, you're not allowed to defend yourself in leftist cities, wherever you are in the world. But notice Trump is like, now notice, because the national media ran, look, no one's at his event because they made everyone evacuate for over an hour and a half because of lightning that came down by the bleachers. Later, though, I saw the crowds. It was at capacity. So that's how they play these games. And, of course, he takes the bait, which I'm not blaming him because it pisses him off. This is the crap they pull. So they did evacuate the stands for a while. They brought it back. The national media like, oh, look, no one's there. They don't, and you look at the time, oh, that's when it was evacuated. All right, so let's go back to Trump.
Here, there's no way we can be deterred. And they estimated they had 375,000 people before everybody had to leave. And they now have 150,000 people. It's the craziest thing anyone's ever seen. At least. And I want to just thank you. Trump, and I feel so badly.
We had two rallies before J6, one with 300,000, one with over 500,000. The Capitol Police said our rallies, the D.C., our rallies, Trump. Not bragging about size here, bro. You had over 1.5 million people in D.C. for J6, just to you. So you're like, oh, we've never seen anything this big? Come on, Trump. Let's continue.
That they couldn't get back. But you're very special people, and we have a very special country. Thank you very much. Tonight we come together for one of the most joyous and glorious milestones of all time, the 12th, and you know what that is, 250, the 250th anniversary. And I do have to say this. One of my very brilliant people backstage said, don't worry about it, sir, we can do it maybe next week. I said, it doesn't work next week. This is the big day. We want July 4th. We're not looking for July something else. Because this is the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. Nothing like it. For 2.5 centuries, our American Republic has stood as the crowning achievement of human history. This country is the home of freedom. This is the land of liberty. And this is a flag that's the banner of the most extraordinary, most exceptional, most incredible nation ever to exist on the face of the earth. And we're doing better now than we've ever done before. No people have done more good, shown more courage, made more progress, righted more injustice, or achieved more greatness than you, the American people. For 250 years, the United States of America has been the hope, the promise, the light, and the glory among all of the nations of the world. All over the world, they try and be like us. Nobody can be like us. And with God's help, we will always be this or even better. We're going to be better. Here on our National Mall, we're celebrating freedom's triumph over tyranny, liberty's conquest over oppression, and the enduring victory of the American spirit from the July 4th, 1776 to July 4th, 2026. Big dates. That's big dates. Two big ones.
He's off
script here. And tonight our country is stronger,
the speech
freer,
in a minute.
Richer,
it's
safer,
powerful.
And prouder than ever before. But it all started with the miracle of history that lives forever in the heart of every single patriot. In Philadelphia, our founding fathers summoned the courage of giants and the wisdom of centuries to boldly proclaim these timeless truths. They declared that all men are created equal, that they are endowed with sacred, unalienable rights by the hand of our Creator.
Oh, the left hates that.
And that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
We're going to go to break, come back with a little bit more of this and some other excerpts, and the spirit of 1776 living in all of us. This is like a mass exorcism of the leftist demons. And we're going to get into the leftist demons and Mondami and what he's up to and so much more. 40% of the rental places are going to be unavailable now. What he's done is going to destroy New York City. That's all part of the plan. But before we go to the break, the spirit of 1776 continues on. We are on the same trajectory, the same arc. The revolution continues. The globalist ideologies of the death cult and eugenics, the transhumanism, all of that is what we're up against. And that's why we've got to promote the American system worldwide, not through military, not through force, but through soft power. And that's what's happening. That's why this broadcast is so important. I told you this was coming. I told you we would do this. We're going to fight the next pandemic. We're going to fight the next war, stopping that war. That's why we need to stay on air. That's why your word of mouth, your prayer is so important. And that's why your support is. So listen to me. We have the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com that makes this operation possible. We want to get more hosts, more reporters, bigger than InfoWars ever was at AlexJonesLive.com with the new Alex Jones Network. And it's happening, and I thank you for your support. So we're running the biggest sale in the history right now. 50% off on all the Patriot apparel, widest selection of T-shirts and ball caps with the best designs, and the very best supplements right now until tomorrow morning. That's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's now Sunday. Flash sale for America's birthday. Buy one ultramethylene blue. It'll change your life. Get one free. Buy one bovine colostrum canister. Get one free. Incredible. Buy one Shilajit complex, boost your testosterone, full of natural peptides. This is the very best. Get one free. Up to 60% off all the other supplements. And this. Look at this coin. This is the 9th coin we've put out, or it's the 10th coin in the last 5-6 years. Fundraiser coin made in Missouri. 2,000 of them came in. They're shipping out. They've almost sold out. 3,000 more come in, and that's it. Only 5,000 every minute. On one side, it has the Jerusalem cross. Look at this right here. It says 1776, the United States of America, Cestus Centennial 250. And on the other side, the American Eagle, the American flag, and America 250. This is a collector's item. It costs us $67 to have the silver. It's pure silver and mint these. We sell them for $170.76. We make about 40-something bucks. That is critical to a fundraiser. This is a fundraising operation. This will go into the fight against the globalist. Our legal defense is to win and offense, everything. We cannot do without you. So underwrite the second leg of the American Revolution, the spirit of 1776. Have this historic memento. So many of the other coins we've sold sell for 3-4 times what they sold for, but I don't sell them as an investment financially, even though that's a good one, obviously. It's investing in this operation and knowing you're the reason we're on the air. And I thank all of you that got the coins in the past. I want to thank those that got the coins. The first 2,000 are about to sell out, but we'll leave it on pre-order because they're coming in Friday. They already got minted. They're polishing them up, putting them in the cases, and shipping them out, I'm told, on Tuesday from Missouri. That's not far from the mint to Arkansas, Fayetteville. They'll be shipped out the next 3,000, but get yours now. Because when they're gone, they're gone. TheAlexJonesStore.com. America 250, Jerusalem Cross, American Eagle. Absolutely amazing. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And again, this is a piece of history. If you want to stand against the tyrants, get off the bench, get up to the plate. This is how you do it. We're firing the bat signal. It's so critical that you get these coins, and I'm glad you are getting them. They will sell out. Get yours now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Oh, by the way, if you're a VIP, they're $99. Big discount for everybody that's a VIP on everything. We'll be right back with hour number two. Stay with us. Have you noticed all the big universities and corporate media and governments around the world run down America all day? That's because the American system stands against their globalist system. And as the public figures that out, their corrupt, tyrannical, oppressive, communistic, anti-human death cult can't compete with what America stands for. And we stand in the shoes, on the shoulders of our forebears. Whether you're black, white, Hispanic, old, young, if you love liberty and freedom, and if you want to be free, and if you want to control your own destiny, you believe in meritocracy, then America is for you. It's under attack because the idea of it stands in the way of the enemy. And America is a dream, just like a dream to get married, or a dream to start a business, or a dream to write a poem or write a song. And when you do that, those dreams come true. But we have to breathe life into those dreams. They want to kill those dreams. Don't let them break your will. Be proud to be an American and know people around the world still love America and understand it's the globalists that have hijacked us, and we're in the process of taking our country back from the Chi-Coms and the Israel lobby and the globalists at Hollywood and the left and all of them. And that's why it's so important to support the next leg in the info war at AlexJonesLive.com. And, of course, at TheAlexJonesStore.com with the widest selection of Patriot apparel, the best supplements, collectible knives, the best water filtration, and more that will empower and enrich your life while keeping this beacon of truth on the air as we accelerate into the future and as the Great Awakening prepares the final defeats of the globalists and their Great Reset. I salute you all. This is 1776 2.0. We're unstoppable together. God bless you all.
You do not help fund the resistance. You sit comfortably. You consume. You watch. You wait for others to fight the battle for you. The dark side has you firmly in its grasp. Every day, you remain on the sidelines. My power grows stronger. Continue believing. Someone else will save the galaxy.